It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Rain and snow, made me work in the cold rain and snow.
And rain is back in the forecast, along with a bit of snow in the mountains, but not nearly enough for most people around here. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. And of course, we also want to hear the forecast, especially in light of the big football game on Sunday. How's it looking, Cliff?
Well, the strong front that was through last night is now way into eastern Washington. So actually, it's relatively dry across western Washington right now, just a few showers up in the North Cascades. So today will be a decent day, you know, a few sprinkles, but mainly cloudy, temperatures getting up around 50. So, okay. Tomorrow, a strong warm front will move through the region. The rain will come in somewhere around 8 o'clock in the morning. It'll move in, and it's going to be wet tomorrow. And in fact, it gets wetter as you go further south. So there could be several inches of rain over western Oregon. The mountains down there could get 3 to 5 inches of rain. Around here, the mountains will probably get snow above around 5 or 6,000 feet and could turn to rain lower down. So tomorrow's going to be a wet day, what can I tell you? And temperatures only getting up to, you know, the upper 40s, top out there. Then that system's going to move through Sunday morning. And Sunday, so the big day when people are worried about the game, I think it'll be scattered showers. So I don't think it'll be heavy, continuous rain, but there will be some showers around, so people should expect that. Temperatures getting up around game time to somewhere in the upper 40s, so you know, sprinkly and cool, and lots of clouds. So that's what Sunday looks like, no big storm. And then as we get into Monday and Tuesday, it looks like a little ridge is going to come in so that things should dry out as we get into the early part of the week.
So basically a continuing mild winter. And you've mentioned that you've been getting a lot of emails from people worried about the situation with snowpack. It's not looking good.
That's right. I've gotten so many plaintive emails. Will this change? And in fact, things are not great right now. In the Cascades, the snowpack, the amount of snow water up there is somewhere around 30% to 40% of normal. Some places, it's even less than that. Like on the Olympics, we're only talking about roughly about 15 to 20% of normal snowpack. So it hasn't been good. And the big problem is we've had these ridges over the region, high pressure areas. They've been very persistent. And then when it did rain, we got a lot of atmospheric rivers that tapped this warm, subtropical moisture, and the freezing level would come up and we'd get a lot of rain in the mountains. So we weren't able to develop, you know, a substantial snowpack. We're way below normal. And the natural question is, what's going to happen now?
Right. I mean, right now, many people are not able to go skiing. So what does it look like for the rest of the winter?
One thing I got to be careful about, skiing is open some places. I mean, most areas are open, at least on a marginal basis. So I'll get into trouble if I don't mention that. But the outlook is not good. Last night, there was some snow in the mountains. For instance, up in Snoqualmie, they had about 8 inches, which was good. So there was a little bit of freshening. But unfortunately, tomorrow, as this warm system comes in, there's going to be rain at many of the ski areas. So that's not going to help the snowpack much. And looking at the extended forecast, it really looks like we're going to have warm and dry as the tenor of the rest of the winter. Now, you know, our skill drops off substantially after a few weeks, but we do have computer models that we use to forecast months ahead of time. Both the United States have these models and also other countries. And these models are extremely consistent. And that is, we are expecting warmer than normal conditions for the rest of the winter and drier than normal. And the implication of that is these ridges will continue. So I'm not hopeful, you know, for the rest of the winter that we will get back to normal. We'll probably eke by with a little snow here and there, some precipitation once in a while, and the snowpack may end up the winter maybe 50, 60% of normal. But it's looking like getting to normal is fairly unlikely at this point. Again, you know, there's uncertainties here, but that's what it looks like now.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.